The Huntington's philanthropy at Newport News continued well beyond Collis's own lifetime. This serene park was founded in 1930 by his son, Archer, and Archer's wife, Anna Hyatt. Husband and wife donated 880 acres of land on the James River front. Quote, devoted to the culture of the sea and its tributaries, its conquest by man, and its influence on civilization, unquote. When the museum officially opened in 1931, it featured an extensive natural park, a library full of rare manuscripts and books, and a display of thousands of educational items related to the sea. By 1932, adjacent Waters Creek was dammed to form Lake Maury, a 167-acre body named after the famous Confederate naval officer, Matthew Fontaine Maury, who was also a prominent oceanographer. Today, the Mariners Museum offers many unique photographic and artifact collections, including the remains of one of the Civil War's famous ironclads, the USS Monitor. The Mariners Museum and its partner, NOAA, opened the doors to the Monitor Center 145 years after the historic clash between ironclads. The center houses the Monitor's original turret, which was carefully extracted from the depths of the Atlantic, as well as many more artifacts and interactive exhibits. The center even contains a full-scale replica of this distinctive vessel, and visitors are invited to observe the archaeological conservation processes currently underway. The Nolan Trail, which opened in 1991, encircles Lake Maury in the Mariners Museum Park, taking visitors on a 5-mile scenic path down to the James River and the Lions Bridge. The trail has 14 bridges, picnic areas, beaches, and mile markers. Plus, there's leisure boating available on the lake. It's a great place to relax and enjoy some of the city's diverse natural settings.
And just next door to the museum is one of the cultural hotspots of Newport News, the Peninsula Fine Arts Center. PFAC was dedicated in 1978 thanks to the efforts of the nonprofit Peninsula Agency for the Arts. Many artists have enjoyed displaying the fruits of their talent here, and many more patrons have reveled in their works. This center features seasonal exhibitions and galleries featuring local and world-renowned artists.